I sing to you. I sing to you, Genevieve. I sing to you. You don't exist. I sing to you, though. When I address you, who am I talking to? Standing in the front yard like an open wound, repeating, I love you. To who? I recorded all these songs about the echoes in our house now and then, walked out the door to play them on the stage. But I sing to you. I picture you. When we first met, you were 22. I drove my truck onto the ferry to Victoria in the morning, where we met and talked forever in your apartment with evening falling. So I brought my blankets in and slept on the floor right next to your bed. In the morning, barely awake, I saw you standing right above me, peeling an orange and looking hungry. Do you want some? You asked me and then just avalanched into me with pieces of orange and weight and kissing and certainty. I remember you a few days later in Tofino, where we'd driven to play a show you'd set up for us at a surf shop to no one. Then we slept in the back of my truck and got woken up by the cops, and so went down to the fishing boat docks to ask whoever for a ride across the water to Mears Island to just get left there for the day. And we did, and brought some food to eat, and went through the big trees abandoned and in love, totally insane apart from the rest of the world. We had finally found each other in the universe, lying on the rocks waiting for the boat to come pick us up. I read the one book we had with us aloud, with my head on your lap, sinking into you, Tintin in Tibet in French. And we thought of devotion and snow and distant longing in the Himalayan air, high and cold with a bell ringing out. And then right before you died 13 years later in our house, I remember through your gasping for oxygen, you explained that you were thinking about that high cold air wrapping the globe, singing above the mountains of the gods. And I do picture you there, molecules dancing. But I'd rather you were in the house watching the unfolding everyday life of this good daughter we made, instead of being scattered by the wind for no reason. So I sing to you.